Joining us once again for the latest in the grain markets is Kim Anderson. Kim, this week Kansas City saw a $1.95 rally in wheat. What's going on there?
Well, you can go back to February the 3rd when Kansas City July contract price was right at $6. It peaked out this last week at $7.94.5. Backed off about 30 cents to 7.71, and then came back up a dime to about 7.78. If you look at that contract right now, it's tracking between $7.60 and $8. If it pops through that 8, then it's got a little resistance at 8.10. We break 8.10, you just don't know where it's going to go. If it breaks that 7.60 on the bottom side, in other words, if we get some moisture, then it's allowed to run down to around that 7.10, 7.18 level.
All right, so what's the excuse for that 20 cent back off?
Well, the analyst basically said the excuse was the moisture that we received in some of the hard red winter wheat areas. Moisture right now is going to drive wheat prices. If you listen to some analysts, they're still talking about what's going over in the Ukraine, but that's having little impact. Right now, the moisture is driving this wheat market.
If we're going to forward contract, what's the forward contract for in wheat right now?
Well, it's about 40 to 45 cents off that July contract. So that'll put you down around 735 to 740 if you want a forward contract wheat for harvest delivery.
All right. So what if we're going to forward contract, say, corn, Milo?
Well, those are bid off the Chicago corn contract, the December contract. Right now, corn can be forward contracted for 0.38 to 33 cents below that contract, Milo 49 to 44 below the contract, or you're looking for around $4.50 for the corn and around 4.40 for the Milo for harvest delivery.
All right, now next week we've got a big report coming out. What are we expecting there?
Well, you're going to have the stocks report and the planting intent planted acres report. The stocks report will probably drive the market more than the planted acres. On corn, for benchmark on planted acres, it's 92.75 million acres compared to about 95.37 last year. Wheat at 56.3 million acres compared to 56.2, so slightly up. Soybeans up dramatically, 81.1 million acres versus 76.5 last year. So traditionally, you get some relatively large moves in corn and soybeans off this market. If we get large moves in either one of those, then it could have spillover impact on wheat.
All right. Sounds like we've got plenty to keep an eye on. Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.